Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad that you're with us here today. Chris Williams is in the studio right along there with Sherry Keffer, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys. Welcome
hey.
To New Life. Good to see you.
It's good to see
yeah,
you, too.
Yeah, great to be here today.
All right, so I'm going to start off with something really, I think, kind of amazing. I did a post on Facebook, and if you're not following us on social media, we're in all of them. I think we're in some of the anti-social media. So, but we did a post, and essentially it was saying, you know, if you know being hurt produces emotions that are going to be expressed one way or another. And we get to decide how those emotions are going to be expressed. So here was the response. Wow, this brought tears to my eyes because of the truth in these words. Those hidden emotions just about convinced me that I didn't deserve to take up space on Earth due to the weight loss surgery that I'd had. And I was no longer able to eat enough food to numb those emotions. And I had buried those emotions literally for decades. I wasn't going to switch to alcohol or drugs, so that left learning how to feel those hurts that I had never dealt with before. Without God and all the people He put in my life, I don't believe that I would still be here. Now, experiencing the best years of my life, Steve, thank you for your ministry. Your Lose It for Life and Healing is a Choice seminars planted the seeds for healing that God had for me. By the way, my total weight loss now is 258
wow.
pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And
that's
the journey, and the journey to be even healthier continues. Now, I tell you, this is one of the great success stories, and we've renamed this workshop Living Light, and we're going to do this workshop in Washington, D.C. It should be thawed out by the 26th of January. It's Living Light, and it's all about not just being lighter than you are, but living in the light of the Lord. Now, you know, I mentioned yesterday that our obsessions become our God, because if we're obsessing over resentment, bitterness, whatever, it saturates our mind, our heart, our spirit. And so we give it so much time and attention, those obsessions that are unresolved, that literally that's kind of focusing everything we do. Our compulsions, like the thing that results from that, if you're angry, you eat. I did. The compulsion becomes your king. It's your ruler. It controls everything, even beyond reason. And so if you're in that situation with food, obsessing, you're compulsive. You have a God that is not our God. You have a king that is not our king. You're being ruled by something other than who you want to be ruled by. Then we can help you at this wonderful, wonderful workshop. I love doing this every year. We only do it once a year, but there are people just like Pam here who you could say they lost everything and gained everything. And the thing about her is that it's not just about what she's lost in the weight. She really has gained a whole new life. Yesterday, the word that I gave was better for this new year. Today, the word is new. If you want a new body, a new life, it can happen at Living Light. Right now, if you want to join us on the phone, it's 1-800-229-3000. But if you want information about this Living Light Weight Loss Conference, that's at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Scholarship funds are available for this. So don't let money be the reason that you don't pick up the phone. And you don't have to be 285 pounds or 58 pounds overweight. You could be 5 pounds overweight that you never get off. You could come because we change things from the inside out. 1-800-229-3000.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops and we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and even though I didn't speak to them one moment during that first whole segment, Dr. Sherry Kefford, Chris Williams are here, and I was kind of on a roll there. I get so excited about this weight loss program that we do because people just keep losing and keep growing in spiritual strength and maturity. It's kind of hard not to be really excited about it. But I'm excited that you're here. And it may be the third or fourth call. I'll let you guys say something.
That would be great. Well, yeah. You know, I was going to say that Pam was really afraid of feeling. And yeah. She said that in her testimony is she got some supportive people around her. And with God's help, she faced that, right? And Living Light. And then expressed her feelings, got it out, and didn't have the need to comfort herself with food anymore. 250 pounds is like two people. So I say go. Don't wait. Take the step today.
Well, and emotional fitness is a part of the program, which is so essential and such a part that's missing in most quote-unquote weight loss programs, is that this really is about emotional fitness as it ever is about physical fitness.
Yeah. And you really – well, we do physical fitness with Michelle Spadafora. We do that at a level that you can handle it. But I got to tell you, this is a place for everybody no matter what. And just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask us about it, and let's see if we can help you. Let's go to Jennifer, Washington, D.C. WAVA is the station. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to New Life. You're on with Chris Williams, Dr. Sherry Kefford, and Steve Arterburn. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
Sure, what's
going
on?
I'm really hoping that you can help me find maybe like a new, just start the new fresh with my husband to help our family.
Okay.
We've been married for 12 years, and probably over the past 7 or so, I've just really come to really dislike him a lot. And I just don't respect anything that he says. I find fault in pretty much anything he does. And I'm tired of living in a relationship where I just really don't like him.
Okay,
but
so
nothing
did
specific that he's done?
You don't like him. Now,
I don't like him.
Okay. And you're saying there wasn't some specific event? Was there a specific time where this started? You remember it kind of took a turn for the worse there? How long ago was that?
Well, he's always kind of been he just lost all of his motivation. He's very willing to accept, to accept handouts from his family, like furniture, and instead of us trying to work for it to provide for ourselves, he's very willing just to be status quo, stay in the same house, even though it doesn't fit our family. Take things from other people just because it makes his life easier and he doesn't have to work very hard. And I
so
just
when
don't
you,
see any motivation.
Okay. All right. So when you talk to him about this, what does he say? What's his response?
Well, if I talk to him about trying to get a better paying job or working a second job, he'll just tell me that he's happy with his life and he wants to be able to, see his kids in the evening. And he's just not interested, that he's happy the way it is. And okay. I tell them that, you know, these aren't my goals, that I want to have a better future and I want to have better financial stability. And he's like, you know, we'll be fine. Like, it'll mm-hmm. be fine.
Okay.
And then,
so let's see what Chris and Sherry have to say. Sherry, you want to start? I mean, she sounds very negative, very dissatisfied, unhappy. What do you say?
So, Jennifer, first off, I want to say thank you for being so honest with us, so vulnerably honest to expose this part of you that has continued to be dissatisfied with your husband for a long time. I guess the first place I want to go with you, first off, tell me just two or three things. Is he working daily? Are the lights on? Do you have food on the table? Those kind of basics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he is providing for you. He's just not providing at the level that you would expect, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So whenever I hear that, I go into a place where I start wondering about longings. Longings that you have that haven't been fulfilled, that are actually wagging you. I don't know about your past. I don't know about what's happened to you, but something in you is pressing for more to the point that it's discouraging him. You've lost sight of gratitude, of the fact that you've mm-hmm. got a roof over your head, your kids are in school, and it's almost a spirit of entitlement. And so that's what I'm really trying to unpack, is what in you has happened to make you feel that what you have on your plate right now today isn't good enough.
I really don't know. I know that, you know, I almost kind of feel like, you know, I just hung on so long to him because I wanted so badly to be married to somebody, and I was afraid if it wasn't him, it'd be nobody.
Okay, so I call that? I would call that some shame. Some shame that you have, that you feel like you're not enough. And you might have some shame surrounding your marriage. If we have shame inside, if we have this negative, nagging belief that says I'm not good enough, then it's going to leak out or project onto your husband. And you're going to look at him and put your shame on him.
Yeah.
Because what would it look like if you believed you were enough? If you believe that you were enough, I'm good enough. My kids are good enough.
Yeah, I mean, I guess every time he does something, like if he disagrees with something, I feel like it's a personal attack on me, that he's disagreeing, mm-hmm. you know, that he doesn't like me instead of my idea.
Yeah, and that's about your shame. That's about your negative beliefs that you're holding on to. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, Jennifer, you have a lot of expectations on him, but as vulnerable mm-hmm. as you are with us, you're not vulnerable with him. There's a lack of.
I've told him those things, but he always tells me it's me. You know? Well, like if I tell him, you make me feel, you know, horrible when you say that to me. He's like, that's what, you know, that's you. I'm not, you know, you're making my words something I'm not saying that they are.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep going with what Sherry was saying, and that is, when he says something, you don't actually hear what he says. You hear what your shame tells you to hear. Like when he has right. a disagreement with you, it says that, well, Jennifer, you really don't matter here. You're really
right,
not
exactly.
worth it. Now you're right. looking for worth or your sense of security in things, in more stuff, in a nicer house, in a nicer couch. And those are all incredibly cheap substitutes for authentic love and connection. And I really think it's past time, but really the time is right now, to get into some good couples counseling, to really work on, as Sherry was saying, what is your internal shame messages telling you that create these barriers? And of course, no one comes to the table perfect. Your husband has things that he needs to work on as well. But then you guys are really not seeing each other. And I would propose that you guys are in crisis because you've said that you fundamentally mm-hmm. dislike your husband. That is contempt. Contempt is the number one killer of relationships. And so it also tells me that you don't see your husband accurately or for who he really is. And so, again, some really good couples counseling can help you repair that and create a new vision for each other and a new vision for your marriage.
Jennifer.
Right.
Jennifer.
Yes.
The challenge, I believe, for you is to find a path back to accepting him, to appreciating him, and loving him. And I absolutely understand that you despise him, that you have criticized him, you mm-hmm. have tried to control him with criticism, mm-hmm. with disparaging remarks. And this morning, during my quiet time, the scripture came to me, and I want to share it with you. I don't really like quoting scripture at folks, but I just don't think it's an accident. But it says this,
right?
And I want to read it to you, and not all of it may apply, but in James 11, it says this. It says, in James 4:11, it says, "Don't speak evil against each other. If you criticize and judge each other, then you're criticizing and judging God's law. But your job is just to obey the law, not to, you know, judge whether it applies to you. God alone who gave the law is the judge. He alone has the power to say or to destroy. So what right do you have to judge your neighbor?" Now, here's what that's saying. It's saying, don't criticize. Don't speak evil. Okay, so that's where you are. That's where you've landed, mm-hmm. right? Okay. It also says right before that it says, humble yourself before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God. God's going to come close to you. Purify your hearts. Wash your hands. And it says this, that your loyalty is divided between what God wants. God wants you to love this man, accept this man, appreciate him, build him up, not try to criticize him into a creature of your own making. And it says here that your loyalty is divided between what you want out of this world and what God wants for you. And it says right there in that fourth chapter, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? If you want to be a friend of the world, you can't be a friend of God. So God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And the humble wife who cannot stand the man she's with. And I understand some men have been unfaithful and they have been abusive and all that. But I'm talking about your husband. This whole chapter starts out with, hey, what is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have. You're jealous of what other have, but you can't get it. So you fight and you rage war to get it. You don't have what you want. You're not asking God to provide it. And your motives aren't right. Now, all of this, I read this to get to this one point. Your focus and your attention has to go from him back to your side of the street, working on mm-hmm. you, not him, working on humility and submission to God and what God wants. God, do you think God wants you to divorce this man? Do you think God has ever given anybody the ability to criticize somebody into changing? Never. But if you draw close to God, God is going to draw close to you. And I'm going to tell you something. You would become so attractive to your husband versus the angry, critical mother that you've become. Mm-hmm. He may be so attracted to you again that he decides, hey, maybe I could work an extra job or two to please this woman.
Right.
It's not going to happen. You're not going to be happy. And if you divorce, one of these days you're going to wake up and go, oh, my goodness. He was doing the best he could, and I beat him down. Versus he was doing the best he could, and rather than me try to build him up so his best could get better, I beat him down. What I want to hear from you is I'm willing to follow God's path, because this path of the world, criticizing, judgment, anger, bitterness, control, it hasn't gotten you anywhere but a very angry, bitter woman. And you don't like you. And I hear this spirit within you wanting to come out. I know what's in there. And it's a pretty nice woman. But as long as you wait for him to be what you want or need, you'll always be miserable. And he's miserable too.
Yes.
You have to yeah. surrender. You have to surrender to God.
Wow.
Because criticism of him is killing his soul. And it's killing yours too. And it's killing your marriage. And there's only one person who can decide to resolve this. If I were you, I would get into therapy with a very powerful woman, like Sherry, somebody like that, who could really help you see there's a different path here and lead you in that path. I'm glad you called. We'll be back right after this. 1-800-229-3000.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We spent a lot of time there. You guys, any comments you want to make before we move on? Because I didn't throw it back to you for a final comment there.
Well, I would just say for Jennifer is that her vulnerability is that her vulnerability for her true needs. And that's just going to take some time for her to get in touch with her story, her past, her hurts, her fears. But I have a lot of hope for her. She sounded really motivated, and she really seemed to get it.
I agree.
And the thought that I had, Steve, was just kind of how triggering I think it is for men to hear a woman who's struggling with criticism. I think it runs so deep in so many men, and I think we've got a lot of guys that have been really wounded through criticism from their wives. And so I think what you had to say to Jennifer is not only for her, but for many of us to listen to that and go, wow, I didn't realize how much I'm crushing his spirit by not accepting and supporting him. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we are much more, I think, aware of men being abusive to a woman. And it's horrific when we hear the stories of abuse of a man to a woman. But there are men, and I've been one of those men, who live with daily criticism.
I could tell. I told
years,
Chris.
Years ago. Yeah. And so I want her to be at a place where she's free, because I watch the misery of the criticizer. It just gets worse and worse, because you have less and less of a resource on the other end of your criticism. In other words, the more you beat the person down, the less they have. And the research has shown, if you can show acceptance, love, appreciation, affection, you get what you want. You will get that person there versus thinking, well, I've got to train this dog. Jump. No, yeah, it wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
And now that you're so old, you can't jump anymore. Roll over. I can't even roll over. So it just gets worse and worse. And, you know, the person that really introduced me into the destruction of criticism was Dave Stoop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he started challenging people to have a marriage free of criticism. And people excuse criticism in all sorts of ways. Well, you know, I'm not really criticizing. I mean, I really need to help them. Or if I don't tell them this stuff, I'm enabling them. All sorts of things. But Dave is the one that caused people to sweat and have panic attacks when he challenged them to go 24 hours without criticizing their partner at one of our marriage weekends. And so if it's a problem, you have to fix it, whether the other person ever responds. So I hope that something we said there's helpful. I'm going to take your life back, and I really do hope that that's going to be of great help to you. All right, let's go. How about we talk with Lisa, Fort Worth, Texas, KWRD is the station. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to New Life.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
I've just ended a marriage after 37 years and am having great difficulty moving ahead.
What happened?
There was infidelity on both sides. He's a recovering alcoholic. A lot of codependency on both sides. Just a mess. Mm. But we went to counseling, and it just never took.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But my issue now is, after our divorce was final in June, I prayed every Sunday morning, face down, slobbering at the altar, that God would give me another chance to show him that I could be a closed mouth, non-controlling, submissive wife.
Wow.
That he wanted. And
what's happened since then?
Well, he did come back to me for 8 weeks, and I never said a word about anything. Him drinking again, him dipping snuff again, his driving. I was submissive to him in every way, sexually, anytime. And then at the end of just 8 weeks, I came home from the doctor, and he just said, "I can't do this," and he left. Mm-hmm. He already had his stuff packed.
I see.
So I feel a lot of shame for sleeping with him after we were divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I put one foot forward and fall back. I haven't worked in 20 years. I'm living in an RV, mm-hmm. which is fine. It's fine.
We like RV.
But
I
just don't feel worthy of what God's got for me out there. And I know Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has something for me.
Absolutely.
But I just can't seem to make that big connection that I need to make.
Okay. Now, when you got back together, Mm-hmm. Did you get help together, or you just got back together?
Well, I was at a church, and he was at our church that I left because he had business ties there. So I walked away from our mm-hmm. church and then started another church, and was the pastor of my church knew that that's what I was praying for, and friends mm-hmm. in my Sunday school class did also.
Yeah.
And you could have asked anybody who's at the altar on Sunday, and they'd
I was asking if you got any help. When you got back together, no. Did you get any help?
No, I had asked him if we could please go to there's a 6 weeks little study okay. around here that's been going around, and he said he didn't think he wanted to do that. That was early okay. getting back.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Sherry and to Chris right after this, okay? So
okay.
hold on. We're going to give you some help. Sorry for what you're okay. going through.
Okay, thanks.
We'll be back. 1-800-229-3000. We're in the studio for 2.5 hours after this. We'd love to talk with you. You know, this could be the beginning of a new year with a new life for you.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's go right back to Lisa. And, you know, she tried, she prayed, she wanted it to happen all over again. But it hasn't. And they got back together. And they slept together. They weren't married. They've been divorced. They didn't get help. Chris, why don't we start with you? What do you think is the path here?
Okay, Lisa, this is follow me here. You were carrying around. Okay. You're carrying around inside of you a sense of emptiness, and in yeah. the middle of that emptiness, it tells you that you don't matter, that you're not important. And so there is this thing in the 12 steps that they really get people to connect with, and that's powerlessness. But you feel an internal sense of powerlessness, that you can't make anything happen in the world, and you can't make anything happen in relationships. So you'll settle for anything. And your path back to your husband was, or your solution was, to purely submit. And you said it clearly that where I'll get my value back is to not have a voice and to not have and not be seen and just purely mm-hmm. let him. And so that obviously wasn't going to help him, and that wasn't going to help you. And you prayed to God that he would forgive you and give you a second chance. But your second chance is not in that place where you don't matter. The second chance is in the place where you are already forgiven. It's done. It is finished. And that you matter, and that you have a voice, and you have wants, and you have needs, and they're critically important. Now, I'll say this. Every single time in the New Testament where the Holy Spirit appears, it comes with empowerment for the person. And God desires an internal power that comes with Him being with you, and that's empowerment, so that you can be seen and you can be heard and you can be understood in the world, and that you matter. Unfortunately, your husband is not. Your ex-husband is not the person who can help you with that in any way, shape, or form. So you're free to let him go.
Okay. How does God look upon me now as a woman that is? Does he look at me like, oh, or you want to go out there and find another man now?
No. Lisa,
adultery.
Lisa, do you have children?
I have grown children.
Okay, how, boys, girls?
Two boys and a girl.
Okay.
30s, 40s.
For your boy, any of your boys that would make a mistake in life, how do you look at them?
Not just that I love them and that it's going to be okay and that they're forgiven if they'll ask for forgiveness.
Yes. And why would God be any different than that?
Well, I don't feel worthy of, and it's probably way too soon to, but I think because I've been with him for 40 years, I just am so incredibly lonely.
Yes.
And I don't want to make a mistake by going somewhere I should not go and do something I should not do.
Yes. Yeah. But the first order of business is that thing inside of you that says that you're unworthy. That is your block to God's love, not his block to loving you.
So when I think about you, I'm still feeling a pit in my stomach. Mm. My heart breaks hearing about your story. And you know, I know exactly how God would see you. It's the same as Jesus saw the woman at the well.
Right.
He would see you with respect. But this is the deal, and I think what Chris is saying and inviting you to look at is inside there is, you've been chasing intensity. You've been chasing intensity spiritually, and you've been chasing intensity sexually. You've been looking for something for a long time. And you've been running, hoping to not make mistakes.
I know that I treated the caller that you had before, the woman that was saying how she was always, you know, contradicting or talking bad to her husband.
Yep.
I wanted to talk to her so bad because I saw so many things in my life that I could have changed quicker, but I didn't learn till later on that I was trying to hurt my husband. I was trying to hurt my dad, who had hurt me in childhood through my husband.
Well, let me say this.
I was like a man hater.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, just interject this. You said, how does God see you? You really have to decide how you want God to see you. So are you going to accept God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ? You're going to say, Jesus, you really did die for these sins before I was ever born. You died for these sins. I'm going to accept them, and now I'm going to become a godly woman. Or I'm just going to stay on the fringe here because that's where it's safe, and I'm not worthy, as Chris says. I think maybe there's another phone call to your ex-husband to say, look, we did get back together, and of course that didn't work, but we didn't get back together getting help together. Is there any chance that we could try this and do it the right way rather than sleeping with each other? Why don't we spend time with a counselor, with a therapist, and get some help and try to pull this thing back together? I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, I have, and there's just so much hurt on his part.
Okay, so
I took
all
his
right.
manhood mm-hmm. away.
Yeah. Okay. So you go pain. Get some help and okay. and get into some good counseling yourself and say to him, I've been in counseling for 3 months now because of how much hurt I caused you, and I've learned some new things. I've got some new ways of looking at things. Is there any way that you'd want us to get some help together?
And
then
I
you could say you've done everything. But yeah, go ahead.
Our children
Sherry?
Don't want us together, and we live yeah. all very
well,
close
no,
to each other.
Well, not like you are. They don't. Of course not.
No.
There's been so yeah. much chaos in the midst of you, between you, that you've got to deal with the chaos inside of you first. I would get you into some good treatment, some EMDR, some trauma treatment, because you've got negative beliefs like, I can't trust anyone.
Yeah,
I can't even
right.
trust my own judgment.
Right.
I hate men.
You really believe that EMDR? Because I have tried that. I've been in quite a bit of counseling.
Well, girl,
I was my
you...
own lawyer in the divorce, and that pretty much drained me emotionally and physically.
Well, you need to go back to school, girl. You got to go back to your heart and unpack what's going on yeah. because I hear you wanting to bounce again, and that yeah. makes me nervous for you. You've yeah. got to slow down and go right. inside.
Right. All right. So I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Smart Love by Dave Stoops, see if there's something in there that really could help with the emotional intelligence of the way you're approaching this thing. I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice also, try to get some of these wounds taken care of. But, you know, when somebody walks out of a marriage and wants back in, it is going to just reinforce how horrible it was when they just decide, well, let's just move in together. We talk about that all the time. But maybe there is another chance here. But it begins at the heart level with you. And so hold on. Let's see if we can do something that might
you know,
help
Steve,
you
both
way.
Of our callers have really been issues with couples where they've been struggling with intimacy for a long time.
Yes.
And I just want to speak to those of you listening. If anything within these calls felt familiar, and if you're in a marriage that isn't connecting well, come to one of the workshops and work on that intimacy before these tragedies happen.
And one more thing, one more secret I'm going to let out. So sorry, guys, I'm going to let out the secret. Men are just as sensitive and insecure as women. It just looks different.
We have just as many emotions as women. We just express them
yeah.
in a different way.
Absolutely.
And we hide them in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-229-3000. I want to talk with Mark. Mark, how you doing? Good to talk to you today. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Steve, Sherry, and Chris. How are you?
Hey,
good,
great,
Mark.
So, Steve, I wanted to talk just for a moment about the shame and fear that I dealt with leading up to attending the Living Light workshop, and how some of our listeners may be dealing with that same fear and shame.
Okay. What was the big problem for you? Why was that such a difficult thing to do?
Well, I think a lot of it was certainly, you know, the wounds that I was dealing with, and it was just so much easier to comfort myself with food than deal with real heart change.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, you know, sent me in a cycle of, you know, just over and over again. And ultimately, I got help, and I experienced that change. But for all of those that are, you know, considering coming to this workshop, Isaiah gives us...
Okay, hold on. We'll get more yeah. right after
Great.
This. Hold on.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just
just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops and we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Mark. So, Mark, you went, you had a lot of fear, shame, and
yeah.
What was it? How did you overcome that to just pick up the phone?
Well, you know, first of all, I had to get to the place where I knew I needed help. And it was through, trusted and wise friends that would hold me accountable, that would speak truth into my life. But also, I came to realize, hey, if I am putting food, if I'm using food for comfort, that's really a violation of the first commandment. I'm putting food ahead of God. And so I really, he helped me overcome that fear. And Isaiah 41 verse 10 was big for me. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And, you know, at the time I went to the workshop, I really didn't associate very, very much how my relationship with food was related to the deeper wounds that I was dealing with.
Sure. Yeah. And so many times we've had people over 200 pounds. They've never associated food with any kind of self-medication or related to those wounds. And you'd think, well, surely they would see that, but they don't. And so what you've experienced is not unusual. Thanks for sharing this. And maybe somebody listening, it would motivate you to call us and become part of Living Life. Thank you, Mark, and God bless you there. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to be part of what we're doing at Living Light. You can join us. And God bless you, Mark, and I hope you continue on the same path there. All right, we're going to go to one more caller here, but let me tell you, we've got a whole other, two other hours, so if you're on the line, hold on. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to line two. It's Joy from Seattle, Washington. Joy, you are on with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams. How you doing? I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
Yes, I just wondered, people really don't talk about the situation, but I wondered if you've heard of a lot of senior people that get involved with another senior. That's what happened to me. I'm a widow, and he was a widower.
Okay.
And he did not want to get married, and so we decided that we would just have a pastor marry us without a marriage license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is, I know this is happening within the senior
now,
community
and,
a lot.
And where is he now?
Well, he lives in another country. We never really lived together. We stayed together at one another's homes.
Uh-huh. So and, are you still married to each other? Do you consider yourself married or not?
Well, it always really bothered me inside when I told people that I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been married for 53 years and to another man and wasn't treated quite the way I was treated with this new man.
Was it kind of a ceremony for sex, to have sex? Is that what the purpose was?
No, I probably that enters into it, but it was a ceremony that people would, because it bothered me so bad, it wasn't his idea, but it was a ceremony that God would accept it.
That God would accept. Okay, but you're not living together, you're not sharing life together.
We have spent several months at each place, and got more involved in married life, but my family, really grown family, did not really accept it, because I always told them, you always get married, you don't just live with a man. And they were shocked, and his daughters really didn't accept it either, especially one daughter. And of course, her children never called me grandma, because they didn't look at me as a legal grandmother.
Okay, so it seems like to me the issue is you don't feel like you're married because you didn't legally get married, right?
Right.
You just had this ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you know all of this, now that you know how people feel about it, now that mm-hmm. you know how you feel about it after all this time, why don't you either get married to him or not go forward with him?
Well, it's mostly our ages.
Okay, so why? What?
Middle 80s.
So if you were asking if we thought it would be okay for older people to be together without being married,
mm-hmm.
like you know, if you go on Medicare, the Ten Commandments go away or something like that. Well, that's we wouldn't say that. It you need to honor the laws of the land, and you need to honor God. Chris, Sherry, any thoughts you have here? I mean, it's this is really tough, I'm sure.
I hear the loneliness, mm-hmm. but I also hear that somewhat of a ceremony of convenience or relationship of convenience, and that's not really what marriage is intended to be. And so I think you really need to look at your fear of letting him go and face that. And then I think if you can do that and make yourself open to someone else who is here, who is willing to be with you, you're probably a lovely lady to be with.
And I would hope that would be the case. And I would hope that you would trust God for the outcome. But I tell you, over and over, doing the right thing is always the hard thing, usually the hardest thing. Sometimes even we think of it as being the most impossible thing that we could possibly do. But you can do it. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think it will be a blessing to you. A couple of things I want to mention to you. If you join Club New Life right now at $30 a month, which is in honor of our 30th anniversary. It was $30 before the anniversary, but we're just making that part of the deal. Anyway, we'll send you Take Your Life Back Day by Day Devotional. It really does provide the foundation for this ministry. $30 a month, Club New Life. Also, we've got this weight loss program coming up. It's so amazing. We've got Every Man's Battles coming up in D.C. also. But 52 Ways to Lose Weight is something I'd love for you to see on tv.newlife.com and come to Living Light. Both of those are amazing. And then our featured product, of course, is Loving a Person with Depression. You can buy that, get a 20% discount by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But a gift of any amount, and we're going to send you this wonderful book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. It's a great book. And the co-author here, this is part of the Arterburn Wellness series. And Timothy Smith and I put this together, and I tell you, if it comes to attention and deficit and disorder, I've been there, and this guy knows what he's talking about. So you'll love this book. It's our way of saying thank you. You'll also love our app. Go to the App Store, wherever you get apps, and just get the New Life app. You will love it. We've quoted a lot of scripture. I probably gave more scripture in this program than most. But I hope that what you heard right there out of James 4 is that we can either love the world or we can love the way of the Lord. And I hope and pray that you have courage to love the way of the Lord. Yesterday I said the word was better. Today it's new. What could you make new in your life today? Could it be a new relationship? Could it be a new perspective? Could it be a new amount of grace that you have for that person who has been hurt? That person, maybe you've hurt. If you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to be on the program in the next couple hours. 1-800-229-3000. Thanks for being with us. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.